A new report from hearing health provider Audica warns millions of Australians are struggling to hear, and many aren't seeking help. Released on World Hearing Day, the report finds more than half of Australians avoid social events because they can't follow conversations. One in five are already living with some form of hearing loss, a figure projected to rise by 7.8 million by 2060. Despite that, a third of Australians have never had a hearing test. The Why's Eduardo Jordan spoke with Audica's Director of Audiology, Mona Hemsley, about why early testing matters and the purpose of World Hearing Day.
It's an exciting time, particularly for anyone in hearing industry, but also the Australian public as well. It really is a time to take notice and pay attention to your hearing. It's often one of those senses that gets pushed away, so it's great to be able to focus on it, whether it's World Hearing Day or surrounding the day surrounding, and really just pay attention to one of your more important senses.
So one in five Australians are already living with some form of hearing loss, and the number is expected to grow. What are some of the reasons this number is growing?
I think the number will continue to grow. There's obviously our population continues to age, and it is something that happens as part of the ageing process. But we also have things like technology, you know, employment where noise can be excessive, etc. So it's a fact of life, but there's also environmental things leading to that.
So a low percentage of Australians haven't had a hearing test. Why it's not taking this simple test can help to exacerbate a hearing problem?
So too often, I think there's fear around maybe not the testing process itself, because that's, painless and very not at all invasive. I think the fear around it is more to do with the results themselves. So people tend to put it off and really put it part of the ageing process and dismiss the other impacts it can have.
So is there any demographic that is affected more by this hearing loss, or it can affect everyone at any point in time?
So hearing loss can affect everybody. It does tend to be more prevalent as we get older. As I said, it's part of the signs of aging as well. We recommend routine hearing tests for anyone 60 years or over. In Australia, you can have a professional hearing check with a qualified clinician at many providers, and that assessment can be free of charge for those over 26. That regular check, if you like, as I said, should be a bit more frequent when you hit the age of 60 or older. But if you're noticing changes, you should seek advice earlier. And remember, sudden hearing changes need urgent attention.
And speaking about the early signs, what are some of these early signs of hearing loss people may ignore?
I wouldn't say people are ignoring the signs. It's perhaps that we're not really paying attention, or our subconscious starts to kick in over our conscious mind. We don't really realise what's happening, but we know that we need to start maybe leaning in, lip reading a little bit, asking for repeats, turning up the volume on the TV or even radio. And we do this automatically without realising we're doing it. It's often those around us who notice it more than we do.
So how can we minimise losing our hearing? So what sort of tips can you recommend us to do?
Sure. So best thing to do for your hearing is always make sure you're wearing hearing protection when you're in loud and noisy environments. If you have any concerns, or as I said, anything that changes suddenly, seek urgent medical advice. And as always, the sooner you get tested, the better your awareness of your hearing, good or bad. And it really gives you a nice baseline to measure against all the years following.
And where can we get more information about World Hearing Day and the services Audica provides?
Sure, you can visit audica.com.au with free screening options available to Australians over 26 and lots of information about hearing health, how to protect your hearing, all on our website. So I know there's probably a little bit of fear around there in terms of having your hearing checked, but there's nothing to be afraid of. We all know that knowledge is power, and it applies in this case as well.
That was Mona Hemsley from Audica speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.